Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Thank you very much indeed for that. As you heard in the headlines, Iran has launched a missile attack on Israel, and we'll come back to that a little bit later on in the programme with some analysis. But we'll return to the budget, because we've been hearing the government has unveiled an €8.3 billion package, with Finance Minister Jack Chambers saying today it will put the country on a firm footing for the future. Among the measures introduced was a €2,000 increase in the standard rate tax cut-off and reductions in the USC, and also increases to the minimum wage. The opposition has criticised proposals to boost home ownership and the targets for social and affordable homes. I'm joined now by Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty. Fáilte, Piers, chuig an glór. Let's talk about what's in this budget for workers. The government says workers will be better off. They've increased the standard rate tax bands, which I mentioned. They've decreased the USC, and they've increased the minimum wage. Surely these are positive measures.
Look, anything that supports workers is positive, but let's delve into the detail of this, Cormac, and what's really missing from this is the big ideas of dealing with the big problems that we have in society, which I'm sure we'll come to with in housing and health. But look, we know that the government are good at splashing the cash here. We only have to look at the big shed and the security hut to tell us that. But what they've done here with their tax strategy is they've done a two-tier system. There's winners and losers. So, for example, if you're one of the more than half the workers in the state, you don't benefit from the increase of the standard rate band, because you earn too little to actually benefit from that. So more than half of workers in the state don't benefit from that measure.
Don't you benefit from the USC cut?
That's why those more than half of workers will benefit to the tune of less than €370, where somebody on, say, 150,000 will benefit to the tune of nearly €1,000. So we argued that there was a fairer way to do that. That's what I would have done if I was Minister for Finance. I would abolish the USC for the average worker. I would have taken every single worker the first €45,000 out of the USC tax net. Okay. And I would start in this budget starting
average,
at 30,000.
When you say abolish the USC for the average worker, what would put a figure on that? What's the salary?
Well, so it's not me that puts the figure on it, it's the CSO. So the CSO tells us that the average full-time person who's in employment more than 50 weeks, the average yearly income is 43,000. Okay. But actually, when you include, that excludes a lot of workers, people, as you would know, that would be working and maybe signing on during the summer, caretakers in their schools and all that. And when you look at that, the actual average drops to about 33,000.
Okay, so how much would that cost?
Our proposal is very clear. It's everybody who earns under €45,000 will never have to pay the USC if Sinn Féin leads the next government. That would cost in total €2.1 billion starting this year, with a cost of €1.1 billion.
Okay, you say that's a stark difference, but there are increases in the minimum wage. There's auto enrolment,
and the minimum wage doesn't go far enough.
Okay, so what would you do in terms of hospitality? Because we had Adrian Cummins from the Restaurants Association on with us, and he said there's anger in the sector because it hasn't been reduced, that VAT rate, back to 9%. Would you have reduced it?
No, I've been very clear to the hospitality sector, and indeed the retail sector, which is also struggling at this point in time in some areas. What I would do if I was Minister for Finance is have a full review in relation to what is the appropriate VAT rate. I am conscious that we're probably out of kilter with the rest of Europe. So that's a discussion I would have with officials. But what we have said, recognising that not everybody needs support, but particularly some restaurants, some retails, hospitality need support. So we have a €250 million package that would, it's a PRSI rebate, and it would support employers who employ people not only on the minimum wage, but up to €4 above that. And they would get a rebate back from the state because we recognise that when the minimum wage increases, and we want to see that increase by €1.10 this year, that does put in pressure on some employers.
The government is pointing to some tax reliefs that have been improved, benefit in kind improvement as well, and they say they are supporting business. But that's a stark difference between you, I suppose, and the government. Maybe not so much on the VAT rate, though. In terms of housing, Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin, Sinn Féin has pledged to scrap the Land Development Agency, the LDA. But the government today in this budget have allocated an extra €1.25 billion to the LDA, because they say they're going to deliver 18,000 homes. Why would you scrap the LDA then in that situation?
First of all, Cormac, see that €1.25 billion, the spin that the government's putting out? They announced that last year, at the budget last year. That money doesn't provide any additional social and affordable housing output than was already planned this year.
Extra this year?
No, because it was announced last year. And the reason it's needed, and there's another €3 billion on top of that needed, is to deliver the plan they have for the targets they have next year. This is the big problem, Cormac, and I said that this is a government that's out of ideas. Despite the fact that we have €24 billion of a surplus this year, the government have provided no additional resources to increase the targets of social and affordable housing next year.
Well,
I think that's
fairness,
absolutely
appalling.
We spoke
with Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien. He says there are extra resources, not just to deliver social and affordable homes, but homes generally, and also to remove some of the obstacles that can deliver homes at a reasonable rate, he says.
Cormac, the minister stood up in the chamber and he read out the numbers, the targets for next year. They are exactly the targets in Housing for All. They're the same targets that have been condemned by the Housing Commission when they talked that we need a radical reset. Everybody and their dog knows that these targets are far too low. The Taoiseach stood up in his Ardesh starting to think we should build more homes. But today the budget shows that there is no money to increase those targets. Okay. And that's the problem. This government is good at splashing the cash, but tell you, when it comes to dealing with the big problems, they can't do it.
Okay.
House prices have gone up by 100,000 since this government took office. Rents are increasing at a rate of 1,100 per year for existing rents.
People in homes. They've extended Help to Buy because it's assisted 50,000 people to buy a home, they say. They've also, Dara O'Brien was telling us, they've increased the renter's tax credit. Is that something you wouldn't have done?
Cormac, we're the party who argued for the renter's tax credit. We campaigned for years for this year to be brought in, and the government told us that no, it would end up in the pockets of landlords. But we told them they had to do two things. One is introduce a tax credit that would give a month's rent back into renters' pockets, and the second thing is freeze rents. What they did is they did only one of them. So what's happening with the tax credit? It is going into the pockets of landlords. Rents are going up by €1,100 per year. You may as well, the minister may as well write that cheque and put it into the pockets of landlords.
Without freezing rents?
No, of course you have to freeze rents.
Okay.
Otherwise, all it's doing is jacking up rents. And that's the problem with the government. They're out of ideas and out of touch in terms of dealing with this here. We have a plan. It's a costed plan of how we can make housing affordable, how we would freeze rents, put rents back into renters' pockets and end the housing crisis for once and for all.
Pierce Doherty of Sinn Féin, thank you.